We are recording. Okay. If you are stuck, then you'd call on the name and say, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, open the doors to me. Open the doors. When you're stuck, this is the opposite of when the open. You want Allah to open the doors for you. Okay? So, you're stuck. You're in a crisis. Right? And you want Allah to open the doors for you. Then you say, Ya Fattah. Ya Fattah, relieve me. Ya Fattah, relieve me. Ya Fattah, relieve me. Relieve me, right? Ya Fattah, relieve me. Okay? So, that's the meaning of the name Al-Fattah. This is one meaning. When you're stuck, and you want Allah to open, to relieve you. So here becomes, it becomes, the meaning is, so you can say, when you're stuck.
Until judgment, and you want Allah to open the doors for you.
Let's put here another one. Let's say, when you are stuck with a calamity, with a hardship, you want Allah to open the doors of relief to you. So, when you are stuck, you want Allah to open the doors of relief. Then you say, Ya Fattah, relieve me. Ya Fattah, relieve me. Ya Fattah, relieve me. Ya Fattah, relieve me. So, when you are, how did you do? Now I think excellent. I think you did excellent. So, Ya Fattah. So, Ya Fattah, relieve me. Ya Fattah, relieve me. So, if you have a hardship, Allah relieves you. This is the name of Al-Fattah. Okay. When you have a judgment, waiting for a judgment. You know, when you are in court, are you stuck or not?
You're stuck.
You know? Are you worried or not?
Yeah.
Worried. So, you want Allah, which is Al-Fattah. You want Allah, which is Al-Fattah. Okay, to get a quick judgment. So you the other open meaning for opener, when you're stuck in court, and you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the doors for relief for you, how would you be relieved from how would you be relieved from hardship in the court? How do you get relieved from the hardship in the court? By getting the judgment, right? When you get the judgment, then you're no longer stuck. You're no longer stuck in the court, right? So this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says one of the names of the day of judgment is Yawm al-Fath. Yawm al-Fath. The day of Fath. The day of Fath. The day of Fath. Okay? So this is one of the names of the day of judgment. Why? Because you receive your judgment. You receive a judgment. And this judgment, okay, is going to open the doors for you to get out of the court. It's going to open the doors for you to get out of the court. Another meaning of Al-Fattah is the opener, the one who opens, the one who has keys, and he opens the doors. So, what is this?
It's a key that opens the
lock. In Arabic, it's called? Muftah. So that's the name, that's one of the meanings of the name, okay, Al-Fattah. Al-Fattah means the one who opens the doors. Miftah is the one that opens the doors. And then we have Fataha, which is open the door and close the door. Open the door, Fataha. Close the door.
Are they talking about like opportunities in that matter, like a door opens for an opportunity, or?
Yeah, if you're stuck somewhere, okay, you want Allah to open the doors of relief. See, these doors of relief will be like Allah would relieve you from a calamity. Allah will relieve you from a problem. That's one thing. Okay. Second, when you're stuck in the court and you want to receive the verdict or the judgment, because once you receive the judgment, you can move on. You can move on. Okay? So, we ask Allah to open the doors of mercy to us. We ask Allah to open the doors of rizq to us. We ask Allah to open the doors of maghfirah to us. And we ask Allah to open the door of peace and tranquility to us. So you want Allah to open the doors of Allah. If Allah wants you to, when you call on the name of Allah al-Fattah, and Allah answers or responds to you, then Allah will provide you with the key. Allah will provide you with the key. And this key will be used as an opener. This key will be used as an opener to open the closed doors. So if you want Allah to, if you want the doors of mercy, Allah is going to, if you want mercy, Allah has to open the doors of mercy to you. If you have risk, if you need risk, you know what risk is? Supplies, right? If you need supplies, then you ask Allah to open the doors of supplies to you, which is provision. If you need relief from the judge or from Allah in the day of judgment, then you ask Allah to open the doors of mercy and open the doors of relief from hardships. You're done with this? Mm-hmm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that He has the keys of the hidden things. What are the hidden things that Allah has the keys for? In addition, on the top of Jannah, then, but Jannah is not hidden. So what are the hidden keys? The hidden keys that we don't know about is, we don't know about it. So Allah makes opening in different situations, in different scenarios that we have no knowledge of. That we have no knowledge of. So, Al-Fattah also means the one who decree. The one who decrees. The one who decrees is Al-Fattah. Now, why do I mean by the one who decrees? The one who decrees, I mean by that the one who passes a judgment. The one who decrees is the one who passes a judgment. And we have two kinds of decrees. We have two kinds of decrees. We have the decree of the laws of Islam, and we have the decree of the laws of nature. So we have how many kind of laws? Islam and
nature.
So in the laws of Islam, Allah decrees the laws of Islam, right? Allah decree the laws of Islam. Allah decrees that you pray. Allah decrees that you fast. Allah decrees that you give charity. Allah decrees that you go to Hajj. Do you have a choice to obey and not obey?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. In the laws of Islam, yes. You can, or the decree of Islam rules, decree of rules of Islam. Okay. Decree the rules of Islam. Oh, you had it. The laws of Islam
decrees
decreed by Allah.
laws of Islam, Allah decrees
the decreed by Allah. So the laws of Islam are decreed by Allah. And the laws of nature are decreed by Allah. So we have two kinds of decrees. Decree of the laws of Islam, decree of the laws of nature. Now, what happens in the laws of Islam that Allah decreed? Can you obey or disobey?
Yeah.
Yes, you have the choice. How about the laws of nature?
No.
Can the laws of nature be broken?
No.
So the decrees and the laws of nature cannot be broken by anyone. No one on the face of the earth can break or violate the decree of the laws of nature. Can you fly? No, on your own? No. Okay. Can you get younger instead of getting older?
No.
No. Can you stop a disease when it comes? You can, but you can seek medication, but you can't stop it. Okay? And not even sometimes the medication also doesn't stop the disease. So, can you stop yourself from aging?
No.
Can we change the way you're being created or developed in the wombs of your mother? In the womb of your mothers?
No.
No, you can't. Okay? So, can you get the sun to rise from the east, from the west? No, you can't. You know that story about this stupid king?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, do you remember the story about the stupid king? That he said to, he was asking Prophet Ibrahim, he was telling him, who is your Lord? He said, my Lord is the one who gives life and death. Then he asked him, your Lord is the one who gives life and death. I can give life and death. The king, stupid king, said, I can give life and death. How did he show that he can give life and death?
He killed one person and spared another.
Yeah.
Yes. He killed one person and then he spared another person. So he said, I gave death and I give life. You got it? So he took somebody who's supposed to be executed and he's waiting for the execution. And then he spared him. He said, I give him life. And then he take another one that he's having a good life, and then he killed him. And he said, and I give death.
Oh my God.
Now, would Prophet Ibrahim argue with this stupid king?
No.
Prophet Ibrahim knew that, you know, arguing with these stupid people won't take you anywhere. So what did he do? He switched, and he said, Allah brings the sun from the east. Can you bring it from
the west?
The west? The guy was like, huh? Of course I can. Like, okay. So Allah brings it from the east. Challenge him and bring it from the west. Of course he can't. And he got stunned. He became speechless. He didn't know what to say. He didn't know anything. He didn't find a way out of this. Okay? So the first thing the king did has to do with the decrees of Islam. Islam decrees that you don't kill, okay? You don't kill people, and you don't spare criminals. So Islam says what? Don't kill people, and don't spare criminals, right? So he went and he violated Islam. He spared criminals, and he killed a good guy. Do you understand? So he went against the laws of Islam. Because he had the freedom and authority to do that. He had the freedom to do that. Right, Tamika? He has the freedom to do that. Got it? Now, how about the laws of nature? Then Ibrahim alayhi salam immediately thought about another way, which is using the laws of
nature.
Using the laws of nature. So he told him, okay, Allah brings it from the east. Can you bring it from the west? You got it? So basically Allah has how many decrees? Two. What? The first decree is the laws of
Islam.
And the second degree of the laws of
nature.
So we have two decrees. Laws of Islam and laws of nature. And Allah decrees both. Now, because Allah is one, because Allah is one, both laws of Islam, decrees of Islam, and decree of laws of nature, which laws of Islam and laws of nature, okay? Because Allah is one and He created both, He created them to fit together like this. They fit together, exactly. They fit together, exactly. So the laws of Islam would fit together, would fit very well with the laws of nature. Why? Because the one who made both is the same. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
So what did you understand? The laws of nature fits with the laws of Islam. Why? Because the one who made them is the same God. Right, Safa? The same God. Okay. Okay. You finished the board. Let her finish the board. Okay. So now, if you choose to obey the laws of Islam, then you're not going to get in trouble with the laws of nature. But if you break the laws of Islam, then you get trouble. You get in trouble with the laws of Islam. I'm sorry, you get in trouble with the laws of nature.
Did you disobey the laws of nature?
The laws of Islam. Then you won't have problems with the laws of nature. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the laws of Islam and the laws of nature fit together very well. Can I get a page?
Yeah.
A sheet of paper?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's say these are the laws of nature and these are the laws of Islam. What's the difference between them? The laws of nature are, do we have a choice to break the laws of nature? Because Allah decreed the laws of nature. How about the laws of Islam?
Yeah.
Yes. Because the designer is one. Because the one who designed the laws of nature and laws of Islam is the same one. So he designed them to fit together like that. See? Do you understand? Allah designed them to fit together. So what happens if you break the laws of Islam? Then you get in trouble with the laws of nature. Okay? Because laws of Islam and laws of nature, they are... They match each other. Okay? All right. So, can you give me an example of this? Can you give me an example of the law of Islam? If you break, you're going to end up in trouble with the law of nature?
For example, if you go drinking alcohol, you're breaking the laws of Islam, and then you're eventually going to get really sick, and that's the laws of nature.
Exactly. Because you break the laws of Islam that says don't drink, that says what? Don't drink. Then you will end up with trouble with the laws of nature. What kind of trouble is that? You have so many problems coming out of drinking. So many problems coming out of drinking. Being violent is a problem. Drink and drive. You know how many people die in drink and drive every year? About 60,000. 60,000 people die in drunk driving every year. Do you believe that? So you end up with trouble with the laws of nature. You know how many disease are caused by? It's caused by drinking. So when you drink, your system is, your body is ruled by the laws of nature or laws of Islam? Your actual body. Nature. Okay? So, if you drink, then you get in trouble with the laws of nature, which is problems with health, problems with drink and driving, and other problems that come from drinking. Also, violence and things like that. Okay, I'm going to take a picture. You can sit down now. Muhammad, it's your turn.
Can I wash my hands?
Yeah. Hold on, ma'am. Hold on. Okay. Can you give me another example that for one of the laws of Islam that if you break, you get in trouble with the laws of nature? Huh? Smoking, that's right.
Getting pork, it's bad for your health.
Getting pork, okay? So what should you do in order not to get in trouble with the laws of nature? You need to follow the laws of Islam. Got it? Also, the laws of Islam, you're born innocent, right? We don't believe anybody was born guilty, unlike our cousin Christians. They believe that everybody inherits the sin of their father, grandfather, which is Adam. Great-grandfather, which is Adam. That's not true in our case. Okay? In our case, this is not true. In our case, babies are born innocent, right? And then, what happens to them afterwards? They get corrupt with the system. Okay? So Islam will keep your innocence until you die. Islam is designed to keep what? Until you die. So, yes. Okay? So if you don't violate the laws of Islam, then you die innocent. You die what? Innocent. Got it? So this way you're born innocent, you die innocent, you did not corrupt yourself, they didn't allow the other laws to corrupt you, or like you didn't allow the other things to corrupt you. Okay? So laws of Islam, laws of nature, they fit together. Unless you break the laws of Islam, then you end up with trouble in with the laws of nature. What we said, smoking, drinking, we said drinking, smoking, and eating pork. Can you think of anything else? Security. Okay? When there is justice, okay, you're secured. When there is justice, you're secure. When there is injustice, you're not secured. I'll give you an example. Before 9/11, we didn't have to go through all these. Have you been through all these security, strict security search and things like that? Have you gone through them? When was the last time you guys traveled?
2016.
Did you see the laws? You see how strict are the laws of, are the security?
We didn't see it before 9/11.
Yeah, before, let me tell you, before 9/11, that's a very good point. You didn't experience what was before 9/11, so you can't tell the difference. 9/11, you can, just with minimum security checks, you can get in. They don't do like what they do today. You can just walk in, okay, and even your relatives can walk with you, okay? And it was very easy, very easy. No security checks, not. You know, there are security checks, but they were not that bad. It was way much less than the security measures that we have today. Way much less, okay? So what happened? Because of injustice, we got people mad at us. And then, I'm not trying to justify what the terrorists did. All what I'm trying to say is that our problem with the security came because we broke the laws of Islam, which is justice, right? If I tell you that, is justice a law of nature or a law of Islam? Justice is a law of Islam. When you break the laws of Islam, we ended up having a lot of security. Why? Because people are mad at us. people are motivated because of injustice. People are motivated to do terrorist attacks. Okay? It was because of our unfair. It was because of our unfair. You don't have to make your. This is bigger than that. This is fine.
Okay.
I'll just zoom on it.
So. Okay.
You're fine. So the laws of Islam, you break the laws of Islam, which is be just. As a result of that, you got in trouble with the laws of nature. How? You got a lot of security checks. Every single citizen in the United States traveling gets very strict security checks. You know that the security check lines could be as long as 45 minutes? Sometimes it's 45 minutes. You believe it? Before, it wasn't even a minute, or even like 5 minutes, you're out of there. Very limited. So why are we having these strict searches? Because we ran into trouble with the laws of nature. So we now fear for our security, and we now have to go through with these 45 minutes of a check, security checks. You got it? All right. Can you think of any other example? All right, let's move on. We got enough examples. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the keys, have the keys of hidden things. The keys of hidden things, the key is muftah. So what is muftah?
Key.
Key. What is key? What's the name of Allah here? Al-Fattah. So the Fattah has muftah, right? Is it that easy? The Fattah has muftah. Muftah of relief, right? Not only muftah of relief. Allah says, I have the keys of things you're not aware of. Things that you don't know. Allah has the keys of those things. And He opens them. And He closes them as he wishes. Or as He wills. So He has all these keys. The Fattah has the muftah. The Fattah has the muftah. Muftah of relief when you're stuck. Muftah of relief when you're waiting for a judgment to get out of court. These are all muftah. Muftah of mercy, the doors of mercy. Muftah. Muftah, the doors of happiness. Muftah. Muftah with the doors of risk, sustenance or provisions. Muftah. Muftah. So Al-Fattah has muftah. Right? Good. But when we want to say, we don't want to say one muftah. We want to say mafatih. We want to say mafatih. So Al-Fattah has mafatih. Doors of mercy. Let's open the doors of mercy. Open the doors of mercy. Okay. Doors of risk. Sustenance. Okay. Supplies. Let's open the door of supplies. Door of making people happy. Allah says, let's open the door of happiness. You got it? So who owns these keys? Allah, He says that He has the keys of everything. Al-Fattah. Now, Al-Fattah can also be a punishment. Allah can open the door of punishment on people, right? One of the things that, one of the meanings of the name Fattah, that Allah can open the doors of punishment on the bad guys. Okay, how is that? Allah, for example, will make them rich in this life. And Allah will make them happy. And Allah will make them have a lot of money. And then they are going to say, this is because we're smart. Allah has nothing to do with this money. We got this money because we are, smart. We got this money because we are
smart.
Allah has nothing to do with it. Okay? Like who? Who do you think a guy, famous guy who did that? Huh?
Donald Trump.
Who's the guy who did that? Can you think of someone who Allah opened the doors of rizq and happiness to him? Fir'aun and Qarun. Remember the story of Qarun? Qarun is the guy who was, he had so much wealth that you need a group of 20 men to carry the keys. To carry the what?
Keys
for the doors, for the rooms. Qarun?
Yeah,
how do you spell it? Q-A-R-O-U-N. Qarun had a lot of money, had a lot of wealth, had a lot of money and wealth. Allah opened the doors of wealth and money and the door of supplies, the door of supplies to Qarun. Did Allah love Qarun? Love Qarun? No, he didn't love him. So now, having the doors of happiness and provisions open for you, is it always a good sign or a bad sign? Basically being rich. It's a bad sign. It means that Allah wants to punish you. So Allah gives you money, okay? And then you get arrogant, and then you deny the favors of Allah. So Allah punishes you. So don't you say at all, Allah loves somebody because he has money. Yeah, an example of somebody who is Allah is angry with, Allah should, may, let me take that. Allah might be angry with is Donald Trump. You know why I said Allah might be? Because it is not allowed in Islam to say Allah is angry with the person. You are allowed only to say Allah is angry with the shaitan. Allah is angry with the Pharaoh. Allah is angry with Qarun. Okay? Why? Because Allah said in the Quran, I am angry with this person, right? Then you can say Allah is angry with this person. But did Allah say in the Quran that he's angry with Donald Trump?
No.
But we said most likely, it's almost like 99%, okay, chances that Allah is angry with him. But you can't say for sure, because when you say for sure, you are putting yourself in the shoes of God. Okay? And God does not like this at all. Okay? But an example of Donald Trump. He's a bad guy and he has money and wealth. Do you think why Allah is giving him this money? This is like a trick from Allah. Allah's telling him, okay, money and power. What else do you need? He's the most powerful man on the planet. Okay? Trump. Money. He's one of the most rich people. So he has money and power. Do you want to tell me that Allah's pleased with him? I can assure you that most likely Allah is not pleased with him. And most likely this money that he got is a punishment. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that someone chose not to repent and somebody chose to disobey Allah, then Allah gives him money as a punishment. What? Give him money as a punishment? Yes, as a punishment. How come? Because he will flunk the test, because he would be proud of his money, proud of himself, and then he flunks the test of submission. Then when he's dead, he goes where? To hell. Then the punishment doesn't have to be by Allah, doesn't have to, this life, doesn't have to be deprivation of wealth or poor, being poor or something like that. No. The punishment of Allah could be making someone rich. Do you believe it? That's a judgment from Allah. Prophet Nuh, when people gave him a hard time, then he prayed to Allah and he said, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, the opener, Ya Allah, the Fattah, Ya Allah, the Fattah. Iftah between me and my people. So, what is the meaning of Fattah here? Prophet Nuh is mad at his people and he's praying against them. So he said, Ya Fattah, iftah between me and my people. What does it mean, the meaning of Fattah? Basically, give a judgment. Give a decree. Why? Because he worked so hard with them and they refused. So he said, Ya Allah, relieve us by decree. Bring your decree to the bad guys. Bring your decree to the bad guys. And guess what would be the decree of Allah with the bad guys? Allah's decree with the bad guys. Allah decrees what to the bad guys? Allah decrees that they go to hell, right? And they get destroyed. So as a result of this opening, or this fatih, or Allah al-Fatih, okay? As a result of that, the doors of heaven were open with water. So the heaven started pouring water. And the earth water started gushing from the bottom. So rain from the top, gushing from the bottom. And this is when you get from the top rain, from the bottom gushing. And this is when the people drowned, when the people of Prophet Nuh got drowned. Okay? So Allah could be Fattah in a good way, and could be a Fattah in a bad way. Can you tell me now? How could Allah be a Fattah in a good way? How could Allah be a Fattah in a bad way? Opposite of stuck. Huh? Yes, go ahead.
If you're stuck, Fattah means like to open, right?
Yes, to open the doors of relief. That's the good way, yes. It's to open the doors of relief.
But he can also open the doors of like suffering?
He can, yes. But in this life, okay, in this life, he can also open the doors of supplies. Open the door of supplies. To who? To the bad guys. Why? Because he wants them to be destroyed. He wants to destroy them. Why do Allah wants to destroy them? Because they were so bad. So Allah wants to destroy them. So He opens the door of provisions, the door of supplies to them. Allah gives them so much money and power, right? So this is when Al-Wahhab, the opener, is used in a good way. Is used in a good way. Now, in the day of judgment, Allah is Fattah. How? We're stuck in the day of judgment, right? We need a relief. How would this relief come?
Because he's judging
me. Okay. Because he is Al-Fattah. You know that in the day of judgment, we are going to be living in... Assalamu alaikum. You're just leaving your stuff, right? You know, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the day of judgment, people are going to be 1 mile under the sun. The sun will be 1 mile. And people will be drowned. And people will drown their sweat. You are aware of that? In the day of judgment, Allah is very angry. Allah refuses to start the punishment, to start the day of judgment. Allah doesn't want to start the day of judgment. Okay, so what Allah does, because He doesn't want to start the day of judgment, then people get drowned in their sweat.
Bad people get drowned in their sweat, or
it depends. Like how bad you are, you get higher level of sweat. And people would be so sick and tired that they really wanted the day of judgment to start. I'm sorry, wanted Allah to start the judgment. They have been waiting for a long time, years and years, and Allah's angry with them. And Allah wants, they want Allah to start the day of judgment. So what did they do to want Allah to start the day of judgment? They went to Prophet Adam and he told him, can you please go ask Allah to start the day of judgment? Did Prophet Adam listen to them? No. What did he say, if you remember? He said, I have eaten from the forbidden tree. Allah is so angry and I don't dare to talk to him. I'm afraid to talk to him. So now people go to, then he tells them, go to Nuh. Go to Prophet Nuh. So when they went to Prophet Nuh said, Allah is so angry. Allah is so angry. I can't ask him to start the judgment, because I'm too scared of asking him. Because what did I do wrong? What did he do wrong? Two things. No, he did not bring him up. He tried to.
Yeah, he tried.
Yes, that's one sin. Another something which is like is viewed as, yes.
He prayed for his wife to like.
No, he prayed for Allah to destroy the bad guys. So that's kind of he feels that he was not supposed to do so. But he's worried about that, and he's worried about the incidents of his son. Okay. Then he said, go to Musa. So they went to Prophet Musa, and they said, you Prophet Musa, the one who Allah talked to. You're so special, Allah, the only one that Allah talked to. Can you please pray, go ask Allah to start the judgment? What happened? What happened then? He said what? He said, I made a mistake, which is Prophet Musa. Remember his mistake? No, he killed, before he becomes a prophet, he killed a man. Yes. Of course, it wasn't intended, because he was so strong. So he just pushed him like that, and the guy died. Just because of Prophet Musa so strong. And he didn't intend it. He was just trying to protect a weak guy who was yelling and screaming, being abused by a lord, or a big guy was abusing a little guy. So he was trying to protect the little guy. Then he ended up killing the good guy, or the bad guy. He didn't really intend it. But anyway, he said, I killed the person, and I don't dare to go ask Allah to start the day of judgment. Allah's so angry that I don't dare to do that. Then they said, okay, go to, and then he said, go to Prophet Isa. So they went to Prophet Isa and they said, you are the Ruh of Allah, because he was born without a father. So he has the spirit of Allah. So he said, you were the spirit of Allah, and Allah chose you to be born without a father. Can you please go start the judgment? Then he said, I'm not fit for that. But you know, we know who is the best one to ask for? To ask him to go ask Allah to start the judgment? He said, you know whose? He said, Prophet Muhammad. And this is called the Shafa'a al-Kubra, where Prophet Muhammad was given the opportunity. So Prophet Muhammad said, yes, I am for this job. And he went before Allah, and then he made a long sujood. And he kept praying to Allah, asking him and begging him to start the day of judgment. Start the day of judgment. Then Allah started the day of judgment and started giving decrees and verdicts. With the right hand or with left hand. Okay? So even the bad guys, they said, we just want to move on. Even if we go to hell, just want to move on. Will Allah start the judgment? And they were begging. You understand? So this is when Allah is the opener. They are stuck. So Allah opened the doors. How many doors Allah opened in the day of judgment? Two doors. The doors of punishment and the doors of mercy. The doors of mercy takes you Jannah, and the doors of punishment take you to hell. So Allah basically opened her, because he opened by providing a verdict, by providing a ruling, by providing a decree. You got that? This is how it is related to the name of Allah, Al-Fattah. Okay? Because it, people were getting not no longer stuck waiting for a judgment, waiting for Allah to start the judgment. All right. So inshallah, I'll see you next time.